Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Sakaya Haynes.
All right. And you said Takaya, right? Is that how you pronounce your first name?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today towards the Depo Provera lawsuit. Are you interested in getting a claim started today?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is a recorded line. Have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this before?
No.
Okay, and can you confirm with me that you've never signed any documents with any law firms against Depo Provera?
No, I haven't.
You've never. Okay, got it. And you would be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in 2022.
2022. Okay.
Yes.
And do you remember what month?
November 15th.
November 15th, 2022.
Yes.
Okay. And this
No,
meningioma,
not the 15th, the 22nd. I'm sorry.
no problem. So November 22nd, 2022.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got that down. And was this meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. Got it. Now, what is your date of birth?
5/18/01.
5/18. And what was the year?
The year that I was, oh, 2001.
01, 2001. Okay, got it.
Yes.
All right. And when it comes to Depo Provera, did anyone around you also get affected by it?
No.
Okay, got it. Now on to questions about the shots themselves. Can you confirm that they were the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you ever take any sub versions or generic versions?
No, only the Depo Provera
Okay.
injectable conceptual box fibers.
Got it. Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. How many years do you think you
I
used
use
it for?
three.
3. Okay. And in one of those years, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
You said and say it again? I'm
So
sorry.
in No, it's okay. In 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections? So in one of those
Yes.
years.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And when do you think was the first year that you ever took the shot?
I started in 2019.
In 2019. Okay,
Yes,
2019.
September 2019.
You said September.
Yes.
Okay, and when was your last ever shot?
April 2022.
April 2022. Okay, so you stopped about 6, 7 months before you were actually diagnosed. What was the reason for you stopping?
I had irregular menstrual bleeding, mood changes, memory issues, really bad headaches in the morning,
I
and
see.
muscle weakness.
So overall symptoms and how did you learn of a possible connection between Depo and the meningioma?
You said, how did I learn the symptoms?
How did you learn about the connection between Depo and what your conditions were?
Well, when I went to the doctor, I explained to them what was going on. So,
Okay. And then they told you.
yes, they
Okay.
tested me and everything.
Got it. And when they did test you, was that through an MRI or a CT scan?
It was through an MRI and the blood test and a biopsy.
And a biopsy as well. I see. So it
Yes.
sounds like you went through treatment.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Well, on to questions about yourself. Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. And your current marital status?
Single.
Single, okay. And your first name, I'm just going to spell this out. Takayaia.
Yes.
Okay. And your last name is Haynes?
Yes.
Okay. And that's Haines.
Correct.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Yes.
Okay. What is it?
MUSIA. N-A-H.
Okay. Did you say F as in Frank or S as in Sam?
No, M.
Right, M-U.
S-I-N-A-H.
Okay, so F as in Frank.
No.
M-U-F or S?
S.
Okay, S. So
yeah.
M-U-S-I-N-A-H.
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, and what is your social?
178-802715.
178-802715.
Yes.
Okay, and I have your email as your first name and the first letter of your last name at iCloud.com.
Yes.
Okay, and your number is that 267-670-6747?
Yes.
Okay. Is this mobile or your home phone?
A mobile.
Got it. And do you use that for everything?
Yes.
Okay. How do you think you would prefer your contact? Through phone calls, texts, emails?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Got it. I'll mark down emails primarily so you can know who's trying to contact you. Do you work in the mornings or are you free during afternoons moreover?
Well, I work from the morning to the night.
To the night, but, okay.
Yes, but I still would be able to answer the phone.
Okay, got it. What time do you think is the best time for you if you were to get a phone call?
Afternoons.
Afternoons, okay, got it. And what's your current address?
5243 Catherine Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19143.
And Catherine Street, is that spelled with a C or a K?
See,
Catherine Street, and this is in Philadelphia?
Yes.
And what's the city name?
Philadelphia, PA, 19143.
Okay, got it. Philadelphia. And the zip code, is that 19146?
19143.
19143, got it. And do you live in an apartment or a house?
House.
Okay, got it. Now, back to Depot Provera. When you were getting those shots, was it administered by a doctor or would you take those shots home and do it yourself?
It was through myself.
Through yourself. Okay, so you took the shots yourself. And how many times do you think you took the product?
One time every 3 months.
Okay, and that was for 3 years?
Yes.
Got it. Give me 1 second here. Okay, so you took it about 12 times on average, approximately, then. Does that sound correct? Okay, got it. And the prescribing doctor, the one who gave you the shots, what was their name?
Dr. Monica Mallory Whitmore.
Monica Mallory Whitmore?
Yes.
Whitmore. Okay, Dr. Monica Whitmore. Mallory Whitmore. And do you remember what the clinic or hospital name was?
I'm not sure, but I do know the address.
Okay, I can take that.
Okay, it's 5000 Woodland Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19143.
All right, 19143?
Yes.
Okay, I have it here. All right, give me 1 second here. I see. Okay, so it's the physician's clinic here.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And that says Bonnie Van Nutert? Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
All right, and I do have a phone number for that establishment. Unless you have a phone number for your doctor, I can just use the one I have.
The one you have is fine.
Okay. Got it. And the pharmacy that you would receive the shots from, were they mailed to you or did you go to a local CVS or Walgreens?
I went to a CVS.
You went to a CVS. Okay. And was that nearby?
Yes.
Got it. Give me 1 second here. Okay. All right, so back to your diagnosis. It sounds like they did a CT an MRI as well as a biopsy. So they did everything to diagnose you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember what your diagnosing doctor name was?
My diagnosis. It was Dr. Christopher Farrell.
Dr. Christopher Farrell?
Yes.
Okay. Farrell. And was this at the same clinic or was it a different one? Or a hospital, I should
No, this
say.
is hospital.
Right. Okay. So it was also at Bonnie, the hospital name?
No, it was Thomas Jefferson University Hospital.
I see. Okay. Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. And when you did go to the hospital for your symptoms, did you end up going to an emergency room or did you just go through urgent care and schedule an appointment with your doctor?
Emergency room.
You went to the emergency room. Oh, wow. How bad did your headaches get? Were you have I know you mentioned your symptoms, but did you ever have seizures or just nausea in general? Vision loss, hearing loss?
No, see, none of it. I just was very like nauseous to the point where my headaches were interrupting my day.
Oh, really? Okay, got it. And so you went to the emergency room and the emergency doctor got you to a neurologist?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And this is a random question, but in the past, have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Got it. And now, what type of treatment did you go through? Did you have surgery or did you have radiation, chemo?
Yes, I had active monitoring and brain surgery and steroids.
Brain surgery and steroids. Okay. Got it. And how did that surgery go?
Well, it went well.
Okay, glad to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm all right, just still traumatized, like
Yeah,
taking it easy
it's a lot
a
to have to
lot.
go through. It was just a couple years back as well. Okay, so you went to the emergency room. You were diagnosed by Christopher Farrell. Did he also help you through treatment?
Yes.
He did. Okay. And you never moved to a different hospital for surgery?
No.
Okay. Got it. So it was all at Thomas Jefferson.
Yes.
Okay. After you did have your surgery, did you ever have to go to the hospital again for any reason, for any complications?
No.
Okay. And this is going to be the last question here. I know it's a ton of questions, but if you were diagnosed on November 22nd, how soon did they go through the surgery?
I didn't get surgery until August 6, 2023.
Until August 6th. Okay, got it. And that was 2023.
Yes.
Okay. 2023. So they monitored it up until then.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, do you have your own medical records still, or did you leave them all with the hospital?
My doctor has them.
Okay. You would be able to receive them.
Yes.
Got it. And if you receive them physically or electronically, would you be able to email them or mail them?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And last question is, would you like to put down an emergency contact in case we cannot contact you?
No.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put your email in for the emergency contact email.
Okay.
All right. So that was the last question. I appreciate your time and patience. I'm going to send these documents over to you via email as well as SMS, so through your text messages. So you should receive them in just a second here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, once you receive these documents, when you open them up, it's going to request a signature after you review the documents. You can put me on speakerphone and put your signatures through. I'll review them afterwards. But these are the retainers for the attorney, as well as medical release forms. So if you choose to let the law firm pull the medical records, they can. Whatever's more comfortable for you, of course.
Okay.
Okay, let me know if you receive those.
I did.
Okay. And it should say sent by Brandon Sharp. When you open them up, go ahead and review the documents and let me know when you've finished signing.
I'm done signing.
Okay, let me double check here. Did you say you're done signing? Yes, you are. Okay, I got that on my end. Give me one second. I'm just going to review these. And yes, you're all set there. So I'm going to send you a text from my personal desk line here so I can give you updates regarding the claim. But you are going to receive a call from the attorney within the next couple of days here. Now, it is the weekend and we're closed on weekends, but it will either be through today or Monday that you receive the call. Verify all of the information we went over and you're all set. The claim will be submitted. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll send you that text now. And once again, my name is Brandon Sharp. So if you have any questions, send me a text or give me a call through the number I send you the text from, okay?
All right, thank All right. you.
Yeah, thank you for your time. Hopefully I can make the process easy for you.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.